And I find, well, I find a lot of time is wasted, so I think time is valuable, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I find I do waste time, and I just kind of get from one thing to another. And so I just wonder how to make it, I wouldn't say I use computers a lot, but I just notice a society, like, used to get on the bus, you could talk to people, but I don't see that happening so much now. It's sort of sad. I think it's sad that people aren't communicating to one another when, like, at the lunch table, you know, at work, and just before we would just converse, and now things, like, have things in their ears. And, you know, I've talked to people oftentimes, and they don't hear me.
Yeah, it's a reality, and it's a. You know, I think it's just trying to make it more conscious for oneself, and then around with one's immediate circle, and that.
But should you speak about like if I was out with my son, and you know I don't see him that often, and he's on his device pretty much like half of our visit, which isn't very long. Should I say anything, or I do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not so much as, you know, I mean, it's a conversation for kind of exploring in the sense of, you know, how does this, what effect does this have? And, you know, what am I, how I'm, this is what I'm seeing and perceiving and feeling. What does this, so it's like an exploration.
Yeah.
Yeah, conversation, and that, so that sense of opening up as a exploration conversation, and see where it goes. And some people just shut it down pretty quick, or say, "Oh, never thought of that." And then, but yeah, I mean, it's not just out in the world; it's at monasteries or. No, it's you know, we've got computers. We live in a rural area, so it's one of our main means of communication. But it's you know, we've just set up times that when the computers are on, and then they're not. And you know, so then, because it's a compelling. I mean, that's exactly what they're for. They're there to grab your attention. And one of the things that's required of anybody coming to the monastery to stay in terms of begin training is no social media. No personal devices. No personal devices. No social media, and that's kind of baseline. And then there's an office with computers, and then there's times that they're there, that they're on for the say the work period, and then. I think each monk gets 2 one-hour slots a week to use the computer, have internet access, and then it's and they have to get it done quick because it's going to shut down. So fortunately, you can program. We've got some great computer people, and they can program things to, you know, work in this way. So it's. It's very helpful because it is, especially when you're say like a young monk and you're bored out of your skull and meditation is the pits and you know, it's, you know, doing something on, you know, anything other than going back to your dwelling place and have to be by yourself. harm reduction. So it's, you know, it's you say even in a monastery, but we can have that conversation pretty clearly because it's, I mean, there is a certain ethos that we're all committed to, and a certain commitment to a certain standard of discipline and training. So then we can reference that. That's not so apparent in the world. But yeah, it's a problem for us too.